God, that you would be able to build us and make us who you would have us to be, Lord God. We just stand on your word and depend, Lord, knowing that we ourselves cannot do what it is that needs to be done, but that we have to lean and depend on you and your word. So, Lord God, I ask that you open our hearts, that you open our minds, Lord God, that your word will go to those places that need to be filled, Lord. And we just thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, as we come before God's word this evening, and I've just been in prayer and meditation as to whether I would bring what we've been talking about to a close and start something new, and I don't know, because God hasn't given me that revelation yet, but I'm thinking after tonight we will move on, but I'll see what God speaks and what he says, and if there's more meat in the storehouse for us, then we have to get what it is that you have for us. So our topic has been spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. And so we started off, you know, talking about faith, hope, and love. And then we went on and we talked about why are scriptures vital for our life, to grow, to get to know God, and that we can love him and love one another the way that he would have us to love. And so then last week handled a relational process, and that's coming into a better relationship with God. And as we grow in a relationship with God and he exposes his word to us, we become better in that relationship with God, but we also become better in our relationship with one another. And so last week we were able to go over meditate and reflect, and they kind of went hand in hand, and they went back and forth as far as God's word and what we talked about and how it was explained. So, you know, that's where we left off last week. And so in reading and studying and seeing what it was that God would have for us tonight, and it was about being hungry. So we're still dealing with the relational process, our relationship with God. And we as his people, when we talk about being hungry, so if we can imagine being really hungry, incredibly hungry, really hungry, say you just come off of a big fast, or you had a very busy day and you were running all around or doing stuff, or you had to work and for some reason you missed lunch. So when you get to dinner time, you would just you're just hungry. And just the anticipation of what you want to eat, you know, what is it? I just don't know. I'm so hungry. You know, I need something now. And so the way our body craves for food, our soul also desires God's word. And so just like we can be hungry for food, our soul can be hungry for God's word. And so we have to understand when our soul is hungry for the word, you know, you don't want to just eat anything. You don't want to just read anything, but you want something that's going to satisfy you. You want something that's going to fill you, something that's going to be nourishment to your body. So, you know, we need to be careful when it comes to food, but we also, you know, need to be careful when we are seeking God's word, that we are getting a word that's going to be fulfilling to us, that's going to do what it is that's needed for us. And so, with that, you know, it's a pursuit of righteousness, you know, longing for his eternity, you know, that that word would be transformational for the desire within our life and what it is that we are seeking God for, because regardless of who we are, regardless of what we've done, what we haven't done, what we need to know is God is always there. His word is always there. And so it does not matter what other people do. It only matters what we know and the relationship that we are seeking with God. And so to get to know him better, that's a personal relationship. That is that relationship that each one of us has to craft on our own. And so as we talk about becoming spiritual mature, growing in God's word, none of us are at the same place. And it's not even about where I am or where the next person is. It is all about our relationship with God. And so we come to the Bible not out of guilt, not to get a verse to make us happy, not just to learn that, not just to focus on ourselves, because it's not about us, it's about our relationship with God, and that relationship can help us be better, yet with one another, because it's important that we can help and support one another. And it's not to find roots, you know, so people that are not grounded and rooted and understand, they may look at the Bible and say the Bible is full of rules and regulations and, you know, I just can't follow all this. It's not about that. We come to the Bible to build a relationship with God because he loves us. And so, with everything said and done, and when we talk about this relationship, when we talk about to meditate and to reflect, and tonight we're going to talk about looking intently, to dwell, to ponder, and to even eat God's word. So, those things, and I'll give you one of those as we get ready to get into the scripture. And the first scripture will come out of James chapter 1. So you want to be finding that you can. It's going to be James, the first chapter, starting at the 21st verse. And so while you are doing that, I just want to read something in your hearing that I found. And so while you're doing that, I'm going to read this. And to me, this just speaks to all of us, because when we read the Bible and we read the story and we understand, because there are things in the Bible that, you know, as I read it, you go, oh yeah, I know that story, or I know the person, you know, I remember that. And there's a reason why all of these people are in the Bible, their story is in the Bible, because these stories, these people, a lot of them are no different than us. So we may not have done all of these things, or maybe even none of these things, but there's a reason, and there's something to learn from each person's story. And so I'm gonna it says, covering our brokenness, weakness, and failure. The pressure to project and image of ourselves is strong and spiritually together. Hovers over most of us. We feel guilty for not measuring up, for not making the grade. We forget that not one of us is perfect and that we are all sinners. We forget that David, one of God's most beloved friends, committed adultery with Bathsheba and murdered her husband. Talk about a sin. How many of us would not have, embraced that from the history books? Forever let the name of God be praised. David did not. Instead, he used his absolute power as king to ensure the details of his colossal failure were published in the history books for all future generations. In fact, David wrote a song about his failure to be sung in Israel worship service and to be published in their worship man, the song. Hopefully, he asked Bathsheba permission first. David knew, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not refuse. Psalm 51:17. Another of God's great men, the Apostle Paul, wrote about God not answering his prayer and about his throne in the flesh. He thanked God for his brokenness, reminding his readers that Christ's house is made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:17. How many Christians do you know who would do such a thing today? The Bible does not spin the flaws and weakness of its hearers. Moses was a murderer. Peter refused God. Noah got drunk. Jonah was a racist. Jacob was a liar. John Mark deserted Paul. Elijah burned verse, but before we go there, Are there any comments? Are there any anything that you would want to share in reference to what's been said thus far over the last 3 weeks of us studying God's Word, our relationship with God and our relationship with each other? Okay, I'll try to give a little time because I know some phones are on mute. It might take a little bit for you to unmute it if you have to say something. I'll give it another couple of seconds before we jump on into the Word. Okay, so starting with James, the first chapter.
Verses 21 through 25. Would anybody like to read? I'll read.
Okay.
All right. Verse 21.
Starting at the 21st verse.
Mm-hmm. All right. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently at the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God the Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
All right. Any other translations or anybody else want to read? I just ask for any and all translations. People may have different ones within their home for whatever reason. And the thing is, as we read the different translations, it brings about words that we can handle. It brings about things that would stand out to us. And so that's why I ask and I call for the different translations. So if anybody else have another translation, Standard King James Version, whatever. If you don't mind reading, if you want to, please go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Then we do the hearing and not ears only. Deceiving your own self. Well. For if any be a carrier of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding the natural face of God. Though he behold himself and go his way, and straightway forgotten what matter of man he was. But whoso looked into the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he being not a forgettable carrier, but a doer of the word, of the work, this man shall be blessed. But he is blessed in his deed.
Okay. Anybody else?
Okay, I have Life Recovery Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 21 reads as
So get rid of all the filth and evil in your life and humbly accept the word God has planted in your heart. But it has the power to save your soul. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the world and don't obey, the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious and don't commit control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God, the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you.
Wow. Thank you.
Amen.
So if we look at this work, and so it says look intently. And when we're looking intently, we're looking at ourselves.
Amen.
And so it's saying get rid of uncleanness, get rid of wickedness, get rid of evil doing. You know, and there are times, and like I always say, I always talk about me, you know, sometimes our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts will take us to all those places. You know, that the uncleanness, the evil, is, you know, wickedness. And, you know, you got to say, what in the world? Why did I think that stuff? You know, we have to answer those things because we will go there. And I don't care how much words you have in you. There are situations and circumstances sometimes that will bring about not the best of us. Not that humble spirit that we should have. And with that, you know, it goes on to say that we can't be just here, but we have to be doing. So, yeah, we hear the word. You know, whether it's Sunday, whether it's Monday, whether it's Wednesday, we hear the word. But how good are we at being doers of the word? And that's an individual thing. That's part of our walk. That's part of our journey. That's part of us being in better relationship with God. Us maturing, growing in God's word. Because the thing is, we cannot do it on our own. We will revert back quickly to that old name. Well, we didn't care. You know, it says in here about the tongue. You know, I mean, I don't talk from me. It was a time when, you know, I didn't do so well controlling my tongue. Now, on a not-so-good day, I struggle with that sometimes now. It's okay, but I try to be mindful. Because I can only talk about me. So it's a process. And as we look intently at ourselves, as we line ourselves up, we got to work. Because like I say, God's word is our mirror. So like you said, you look in the mirror and you look at your face and walk away and forget what you look like. That's just like to read God's word and then us not be doers of his word.
I was noticing as we were reading it says, where for putting away all truthfulness, oh, showing the wickedness, to feed the weakness, the plainest word, which is able to save your souls. Paul, putting away, Paul also used the word in such passages as putting away lying. If we look at Ephesians chapter 4:25 and then 1 Corinthians 13:11, And so God became a man and put away childish things. And it's not to be understood as more than necessary, but because wickedness in small measure is already excess. And so James is teaching here is almost like a remnant of the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of God. The inherent teaching is the fact of men being saved through the hearing and the obeying of the word of God. Before the implanted word can take salvation to the soul, wickedness must be laid aside and put in, as laying aside wickedness means that the man must himself do it and not wait for God to work some special influence on him. Just my thought.
Okay. Anybody have it and want to read? Or if not, I will.
Repeat it again.
Colossians. First chapter.
Colossians chapter.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on. I'll read it.
Starting at the 15th verse. 15 to 17. You want me to start and then you'll pick up with yours?
Hello.
Okay. Starting at letter T, of Christ ruling your heart. Since the members as a one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through songs, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing it to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Is that it? Stop it. What verse? Yes, I'm at 17. Thank you, 18. No, 17. 17, okay. He was good. Okay, so I'm going to read, and then if somebody else want to read, can. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with Him, be the controlling factor in your heart, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you are called as members in one body of believers. And be thankful to God always. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permitting every aspect of you being as you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom. Singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on Him, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Any
others? You open Bible and you can't gain
scripture. Okay.
Yeah. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
Amen. Amen. And so, is there another that would like to read? Okay. So, letting the peace of Christ, letting that dwell within us. And right now in this season, pink, because we know that regardless of what it looks like, God is in control. And there are days when we may have to recall that peace, when we may have to speak this word to ourselves, because sometimes what we see or what we hear or, you know, just being in this human state, we have to be reminded. And so to go back to be not just hearers, but doers. So in this season right now, is more of when we need to dwell, when we need to dwell in God's word, when we need to depend on Him. Because we, you know, there's some things that we don't know. There's some things that we don't understand. And even being Christians, and we walk by faith and not sight, it takes practice. It takes us leaning and depending on God's word. It takes us redirecting our thoughts, our mind. That even though we see, let I need to dwell in you. I need to dwell in your word. Because I'm feeling a little anxious, you know, the reports of, you know, this one passed and that one passed and, you know, being in prayer, you know, for our family and our friends that may be affected by the virus or just loved ones that passed us, you know, and so the thing is some people are dying because it's just their time. But it's compounded by the other stuff that's all around us. So it takes us dwelling in God, in His Word, to keep our peace, to keep our mind stayed on Him. And I'm not going to tell anybody that that's an easy task, because we are human. And I was talking with one of my friends last night, and I can't remember everything that was said, but she was saying, well, for somebody that don't look at the news, it might be easy for them. And I said, if they live in here on this earth and they go outside their home, whether or not they look at TV or not, I said, to see people with the mask on their face, to go to the grocery store and the meat is very limited, or it's a sign that they say that you can only buy two items, or there's no toilet paper, there's no paper towel, there's, you know, there are things that are very scarce. So even if you live in a bubble, you know that there's something going on. So yes, we are people of faith, and we walk by faith and not by sight, but right now is a time when we have to dwell in God's word in order to receive that peace. And that's going to it's going to come and go, and we're going to be honest with ourselves. I don't care how grounded and rooted you are. God needs us to be real with Him so He can be real with us. So in our prayer time, you know, we carry all that to Him. And we ask Him to strengthen us and make us better and get us to the place where, regardless of what, you know, Lord, I know that you're going to help me get through this season. Because it's not what it looks like, you know. And so, as we deal with things, and we have to be in prayer one for another, because in this time of isolation, when you know we can't go to places that we used to go, we can't do the things that we used to do. So the mindset becomes different. We have to dwell in God's word that He can keep us in His perfect peace. And so that becomes part of who we are, our walk with Him. going closer to him, that he can build in us what's needed. Because it's not about us, it's definitely about him. So in this process and in this time, you know, the inner calm of one who walks daily with us. And he does, he walks daily with us.
Amen.
Controlling factors in our hearts, decided and settling questions that arise. You know, that's what he can do for us. He can settle those questions. He can speak that peace. Be still. That daughter or son, this too shall pass. So it takes us to just, you know, grab onto his word and seek him. That whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So, whatever it is. You know, and so, I know a couple of weeks ago I was saying, I made the joke about the toilet paper, so I think last week I went to Walmart and I was there at the right time. I was at the right place at the right time. I got a 12-pack of fast toilet paper. I was so happy. I was like, thank you, Lord. You know, I don't know if I ever had to thank you, Lord, for toilet paper. But I was like, thank you, Lord. It was like 2 hours left, and I got one of the two. So, I mean, you know, it's just that time that we are to be mindful, because God can do all things. We just have to have that conversation, ask him, be honest, be truthful with him. Are there any comments or anything that anybody would like to share?
One thing I know about God is that we can talk to him in a week. We can talk to him just like we are talking to one another. Because he's just not alive. And I do talk to him like he's my real brother and sister. Agreed. So I just love that I can talk to him. I can be walking through the house. I can be watching this if I can do anything. And I can talk to Jesus at the same time. And then he will talk back to me. And that's what I love about the name. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
And, you know, the word peace. When it says that it's a gift, it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. And when it tells you or says that, you know, the peace that passes all understanding,
well, I think all of us, I'm like Minister Frisbee here, I'm speaking for myself, because I've been in predicaments where I just could not see my way out. You know, at night just worrying and thinking, knowing God's word had told me that I'm not supposed to worry, I'm going to turn it over to him. But that's you know, worries, and you know, it comes. And but when you turn that whole situation over to him, I mean wholeheartedly, when you get to the point where, hey, nothing I can do here, and turn it over to him, he does give you that peace. You know, in the way the world is going right now with this pandemic, there are a lot of people that are in turmoil. There's a lot that, you know, that's going on. And they are turning to alcohol or to drugs or some other means of trying to get peace. But I'm telling you, the peace that comes from God, our Lord, our Savior, is the peace that you can sleep at night peacefully, restfully. It's the peace that call you and you see a radio fan go, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. The more we learn of him, the more we understand. So, you know, that's a growth process where, you know, the sleepless night and I know I'm supposed to give it to God, but right now I'm wrestling with, you know. And there'll be things in our lives like that. We know what we should do. We know what the word says. But when you are able to get to that point and turn it a loop and give it to God and say, God, this is yours. Yes. That's a piece that when you experience it, you know, it runs your relationship with him. Because you say, now I knew what I was supposed to do. And you walk away going, now had I done that a week, a month, a year, whatever it was, you know, I probably would be in a different place. But there is, for whatever reason, we learn through those processes. And even in learning, there's a possibility we can go back there.
Okay.
Because that's nothing. I'm 84 years old, staying at home. That's what it's all about. Knowing. Knowing what's going on.
Amen. Amen. So as we, you know, we were talking about meditate, reflect, look intently, dwell, and now we're going to talk about ponder on the Word of God. You know, because sometimes you've got to ponder that word, that it will linger near, you know, and we have to be able to handle that word and deal with it. And we're going to go into Psalms 119, starting at verse
unchangeable. And, you know, we know that God's word is unchangeable. His word will not return to him void. So, you know, it's just amazing because regardless of what may be going on in the world, God considers our testimony. So when we talk about the goodness of all that he's done and all that he continues to do in our lives, you know, that's what we have to ponder. We have to ponder that, you know, regardless of what may come and what may go, God's goodness, everything, it's been established. He established it in the beginning. And he knows us better than we know ourselves. And so that takes the work for us to get to where he would have us to be, that we would be in a better relationship with him and with one another. So, you know, in our spiritual maturity, in our growth with him, in our growth with one another, you know, when we come out of this season, we are to be revived. We are to be renewed. We are to be ready to handle the things of God and do what it is that he called us to do. Because every last one of us has been called to do something. My call is not your call is not my call. But when we put all of our calls together, we become his body. And so in this time, in this season, when he's working on us, when he's drawing us closer to him, it becomes that we are to be revived. And when we come out of this season, and he sends us back out into the highway, and the hedges, to do his work, we are to be strengthened, we are to be better, that we will do what it is that he would have us to do. And let, is there a comment? Okay. There's no comment. The last one is to even speak. And that's going to be in Jeremiah, the 15th chapter of Jeremiah. And that's just the 16th verse. Jeremiah 15. All right, Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Yes, I have the temporary English version, and it says, when you spoke to me, I was glad to obey, because I belong to you, the Lord all power. Okay. The New International Version reads, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. Is there another?
be sweet as honey. And it can be our delight. Because we bear his name. But we have to know when we take his word in, that there comes about a change in our life. So when we eat his word, when we digest his word, when we live his word, it's ultimately to change us, to bring about a newness of life, that we're not just here, but we become doers of his word, that we have that peace that surpasses all understanding, that, you know, we can dwell in his word, that we can ponder his word, that, you know, we will become his children, you know. So as we do all of these things in our relationship with him, we become better in our relationship with him and in our relationship with one another. Are there any other comments or concerns as we bring our Bible study to a close for tonight? Deacon Evans, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to see if anybody has any names, and then I have a list of names that I'm going to read, and then if you would close us out with prayer.
Okay.
Okay. So are there any names that you all would like to call out that we can pray for? The Falls and Perez family.
Can you pray for First Lady Beth and John Leibold's church family and Dignitas Maven?
Okay.
Rosa Smith.
Okay. Mary Hughes. Okay.
Pray for me too. I need prayer too.
Yeah. I know, right? We all do. Everybody is mine. Every home represented.
13 Cartwright, and she lost her brother.
Okay.
Evelyn Taylor. So many deaths going on. Got to go to two funerals this week, so you keep all the bereaved in prayer.
Okay. How are you, children? Yes, definitely. Because they're going through just like we're going through.
Yes, they are.
And some of the worst. Yes. Yes. Okay. So, names that I have on my paper. The Rather family, Bertrand Watson family, Kim Holmes, Gloria Evans, Arthur Walker, every church member, Sully Creek Baptist Church and Mount Nebo, all the pastors, teachers, preachers, bishops, anybody that sits in a leadership capacity, trustee, Jermaine Garnett, Gary Jackson, all the first responders, Reverend Holloway, Genesis Scott, Gabby Scott, Troy Scott, Tamara Holmes, Esther Roy, Lucille Campbell, Shawnee Perez and family, Alfred Tucker, Tracy Jones, Charlie Foster, Gladys Foster, Mabel Stokes, Courtney Foster, Virginia Correctional Center, Andre Hawks, Maine Hawks, LeVar Graham, Deffin Gates, Reverend Belinda Barr, Reverend Holloway, Brenda Jones, Deani Jones, Trinity Jones,
Sherelle Jordan Page, Tracy Mayo, the Holloway family, the Tucker family, the Gondat family, Yates family, all those that are incarcerated, all of the correctional centers, Katrina's daughter and family. We pray for healing for all of those that have been infected with, infected positive of the coronavirus, and we pray for strength for their family members who cannot physically be there with them by their side through their sickness, and for even those that may be making a transition through that process. We pray for emotional and mental health during these times, for our youth, for our adults, for anybody that's affected. And, you know, we just pray that everybody that's being affected, that they would seek God. So are there any other names or concerns before Deacon Evans go on for you?
Okay.
Go ahead, Deacon Evans.
Let us pray. Oh God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come just stand as humble and thankful as we know how. Come, oh God, praying for all those whose name has been called tonight. And even those, oh God, who we know stand in the need of prayer, but we don't know about them, but God, we know you know them and you know what they stand in need of. Pray, oh God, that you bless everyone, bless each and every home, each church that's represented here tonight. We pray, oh God, that you let us realize that we're in your care, that we're standing in the need of prayer, and that you have everything we need, all we have to do is ask. And we pray, oh God, that you bless Minister Priest, we ask you. That is our word, and she honors your word, that she may bring it clear understanding unto us. Bless each and every one of us, and let us realize that we are our brothers, and we all can do things to help one another. And let us know, oh God, keep us forever mindful if we are not qualified to stand in judgment on one another. That is your position, your job. That's what you said, that you would be the judge, and help us to realize that. Well, God, then as we close this session tonight, that you would be in our midst. Go with us and keep us, oh God, until we are able to come together. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 God bless everyone. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll meet next week, same place, same time.